Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So our election is, I believe, 38 days, 11 hours, I don't know how many minutes, okay? Not that we would get our results that night. Looks like with mail-in ballots, we're not going to get the results for probably days or weeks. But something very troubling happened in the news, and I don't know if this helps or hurts the Democrats or helps or hurts the Republicans, in that in Luzerne County, it's troubling no matter what. In Pennsylvania, they found multiple ballots, quote-unquote, discarded. They were absentee ballots from the military. Seven were found to have been for Trump. The other two, nobody can say because it looks like they were resealed, meaning they were opened and resealed. They have something called naked ballots. A lot of you guys have been like, ooh, I want to do that. No, naked ballots just mean that the ballot wasn't sealed, and there has to be like a special seal. If not, then that means somebody could have messed with it. It's kind of a way to see if it was tampered with. I believe that some of the ballots we're getting in the mail are naked, where we just kind of lick them and close them, and I have to double check. I haven't gotten my ballot yet. So when you see that there was a discarding of some of the ballots, all right, and apparently the ones for Trump must have been opened because they saw them, all right, it starts to kind of perpetuate this idea that we are so not ready for an election that's coming up in 38 days and 11 hours. So not ready. And I'm, you know, a little frustrated because I don't know, I've been kind of watching manipulation on all sides, okay? You know, if there's been the narrative of, you know, look, the election's not going to be fair, we're not going to, you know, people are going to throw out the ballots, and that's not being covered in the news, who knows, you know, who threw out the ballots? You know, this could have been somebody that said, look, you know, we need to show that this could happen, so we're going to take one for the team and throw these ballots out. So, you know, like I said, this could help or hurt the Democrats, help or hurt the Republicans. But the message that's being sent is a complete cluster. We just spoke about if I was a strategist for the Democratic Party, I would get a better grip on a lot of things. You know, I would make sure that the media covered the peaceful protest of BLM, because now the majority of Americans are thinking that BLM protests are all riots. Well, that's because that's what the media covers, you know, and when the liberal media wants to show that, look, guys, you see, people are mad, people are, you know, it starts to hurt the peaceful protest because nobody's covering it. You know, same thing with Ruth Bader Ginsburg and being, may she rest in peace, her replacement nominated. If the Democrats had said, you know, the election's close, you know, the election is so close, so, you know, Republicans might want to play nice, you know, and show that they're going to work with us and, you know, follow previous, you know, recommendations they made, you know, that might win it. But that's not what happened, you know. Democrats and the liberals are saying, you know, Trump's not going to win. There's no way he's going to win. So if the GOP has nothing to lose, yeah, they're going to nominate another Supreme Court justice. I mean, you know, there's a little bit of... Yeah, I just don't understand that. I mean, I and maybe it's because I have a marketing background, but you know, when I see, you know, whoever's kind of managing the whole strategy of this, I just see one cluster after another. And so, you know, if there was, let's say, a concerted effort to, let's say, not elect somebody or to elect somebody, you know, if I was, again, a Democratic strategist, I would be like, guys, okay, let's make sure there's no headlines on anybody screwing with the ballots. Now, apparently, I believe the feds are already involved. They're telling the county to get their act together, okay, because they have to make sure that people aren't, you know, messing with the ballots, et cetera. But, I mean, how does the government keep an eye on, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of counties? And so what's interesting is this mail-in ballot seems to be partisan. It seems to be, all right, well, the Democrats want the mail-in ballots and the Republicans don't. And the Republicans feel there's going to be fraud. And, you know, you would think if you were a strategist from the Democratic side, you'd be like, oh, no, you know what? Look, it could hurt us, too. You see, somebody threw out our ballots also. So I don't know. I mean, I believe what happened in Pennsylvania. I'm not shocked. In fact, I believe that people are probably throwing out more than we know. I think there's fraud on so many counts. I mean, I told you the last time I went to vote, you know, I'm looking for my driver's license and I'm like, hold on a second. And I'm getting my driver's license and I'm like, we don't know that. We don't need that. I go, you don't need that? I'm like, oh, because you know who I am. Like, no, we don't know who you are. I want to prove to you who I am. You know, I, we don't need your driver's license. We don't need to see you, who you are. And I'm like, I could have said I was, you know, John Doe and, you know, would I get to vote? So it's, I, you know, 38 days till our election. And we've decided, even though I'm not saying, I know people were really, really mad when I brought up postponing the election. So I'm not bringing that up. But, I mean, if we weren't ready for the Olympics, I mean, if we weren't ready to have multiple conventions, if we aren't ready to have fans in NFL stadiums, what makes anybody think that we're ready to hold a fair election? And I'm kind of surprised that the liberals aren't also looking at this as well, going, you know, there could be room for fraud affecting us too. Now we just don't really see, you know, the people throwing out Biden ballots. Who knows? Maybe it's because nobody's cast a ballot for Biden. I don't know. But if I was, you know, right, left, liberal, independent, whatever, Green Party, and I saw that somebody had the potential to throw out ballots, that would upset me. No matter what party, because that means it could happen to me and whoever I want to vote for. And I just don't understand where the outrage is. And I get it was under what, maybe under 12 ballots or however many they were, and it wasn't a lot. But I mean, if I was in the military, I'd be ticked. I'm like, wait a second. Okay, I'm sending in my absentee ballot and somebody's messing with it. I mean, I would be furious. But like I said, those kind of managing the strategy of these political parties, you might want to kind of, you know, do a little better job, because it's making it look like if you don't have anybody on the Democratic side worried about this fraud, then it starts to make you wonder. 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a question you guys have been asking me for a while is, why are there cases of COVID still spiking, still rising? And we've been doing the masks, and we've been doing the social distancing. And so we've been discussing, you know, and going back and forth, well, could it be that there were parties? Could it be that lockdowns, you know, loosened up? Could it be because there were protests and people didn't wear masks? Could it be that people went back out to eat or to the bars or to the movie theaters? You know, what could be going on? Well, some of the powers that be think that maybe it's because the virus is outsmarting the whole, you know, mask and social distancing thing, okay? It's a theory. But what is it? DG, hold on, let me see. We got a new name for this new COVID mutated virus. It's called the D614G, all right? It has the D614G mutation. And they say this strain is like a higher package of the virus, you know, like a good pack, like good juicy pack of it when you get the virus. And so rather than you, you know, getting a strange little rogue guy, it's a huge viral load that you're getting. And it's mutated to a form that seems to allow it to be more contagious. Now, we talked about this yesterday, that all right, the virus is more contagious. It might not be more lethal, but it's easier to get. Now, I think my virology background is probably almost as good as yours, right? We've all kind of gotten some major schooling on how microbes work and virology and how viruses attach to hosts and make the host create them. And then they, burst the host cell and then they go to other places and then they, allow more infection and more cells to be made. And, a virus is brilliant. How it's genetically designed. I mean, virology is one of the coolest parts of microbiology, although I still really, really dig the whole, amoeba and paramecium stuff. Virology is up there at in my top five in terms of coolest topics. But this is kind of important to discuss because here we are getting ready for the October 1 apocalypse, and I'm sorry about being so pessimistic about October 1, but I'm really worried about all these businesses that are going to fire people that they had to keep on till September 30th because of the PPP loans. And we have been busting our butts with the social distancing. We have been busting our butts with the masks. Companies have been spending extra money on masks. They've been spending extra money on face shields. And they're saying the face shields don't do much, but it's a good optic, and it looks like it's an additional barrier, and it's nice to do. And I mean, if you guys are doing the clear face mask on top of the mask, I'm not going to give you crap about it. I just don't think it does anything without a mask. You need to have a mask on still. And we're doing the social distancing, and we're having less people come into the restaurant, and every other seat, is being blocked. And if you go to a movie theater, only certain amounts of people can come in, and we're doing all this that's just devastating to the economy and these businesses. And all of a sudden we hear, this virus is kind of outsmarting all that. And the cases are still rising. And if we have spikes in areas where we don't really have protests or a lot of parties, or then that kind of lends to the theory that the virus might be outsmarting things. And so, why is this happening? Well, because nature wins. We talked about this. Man thinks, God links. Man works, God laughs. Nature will always outsmart us. We could think that our gator or our face mask, that has, like funny teeth on it, or looks transformerish. And we could think that whatever we're putting on our faces, I found this in my pocket. I don't know how old this is, but how many people find a mask in their pocket and go, okay, oh, I need a mask, I'm going to wear it. Is this still even, is it even clean? Is this a nice fresh mask that we've been replacing? No, people aren't replacing it because they're finding it's costing money. Masks are cheaper now. You're able to get cheaper masks, especially if you buy them from China. But it's still costing money. So the average person is re-wearing their mask. I see what you guys do. I walked into a restaurant the other day. Couldn't wait to go to a restaurant. And you heard people going, you need a mask, you need a mask. Oh, here, I got one that's in my pocket. Here, just throw this on. Okay? It's almost like, oh gosh, I need some underwear. Does anybody have any underwear? Well, usually with underwear, you want clean. But, this isn't a jacket. This isn't, let me grab a jacket that's been sitting around for a while and just throw it on my face. Are people wearing a mask? I mean, and be honest with yourselves. Are you putting this on, this old, wrinkled up thing that's been in your pocket for months? Are you putting this on because you really want to protect yourself from a virus? Or are you putting it on because you are scared of the governor's mandate, or you're scared of being refused service? You see, we did this to ourselves. For any of us that can't stand the rules, and having to wear masks and having to social distance and, having to, not be able to have as many employees come to work or having as many customers. We did this to ourselves because when, the CDC said, guys, wear some masks. Can you please wear some masks? People didn't do it. So when, if people weren't, understandably so, I get that, wearing a mask is not easy. So then it had to take governor saying masks are now required. So I'm watching people almost, and it almost kind of worsens, right, our approach to fighting the virus. People are wearing half, they're doing the masks halfway. There was a mask on the ground, okay? There's just a mass lying there on the ground because it probably fell out of somebody's pocket. And it looked used. Okay, I mean, it looked like not... I mean, how used does it look? It looks like it was, like, weeks used. And I heard somebody go, here, just grab that one. Just don't put it directly on your face. Just at least then you have a mask. People are going to wear a mask that's lying on the ground just so they don't get refused service. What? How is that helping public health? Now, people say, well, you know, the company should have the masks. They should be passing out the masks. Originally, companies did, but that's costing money. It's that, they're, you know, masks. Remember I told you some of these boxes of masks were like $50 for 50. So a dollar a person, that adds up. No, I'm noticing a lot of places aren't passing out masks anymore. They're like, sorry, you need one. Go away. So, and then we wonder why the virus has outsmarted the mask thing. It's because the masks are, they're not, you know, they're not clean. They're not properly fitting. It's not the N95 respirator. We're throwing things on the face. You know, I had, you know, needed to pass by some people as I got to the studio today, and I didn't know this was in my pocket, and so instead what I did is I took my shirt, and I was like, okay, I'm not breathing, and I cover my face with my shirt. Is that really doing it? It's a barrier, and I'll support it. As a doctor, I will support our mask measures, but it shows that, you know, maybe that's not working. Maybe that's not, you know, that's not as effective as people are claiming. Same thing with the 6 feet, social distancing. When I stood in line, you know, I saw how they had the stickers 6 feet away, but when somebody man spreads or, you know, stands a certain way or whatever, you're really limiting that to 3-4 feet. You know, the 6 feet I've never thought was adequate. If you have a virus that's airborne or droplet transmission, shall we say, you got to be longer than 6 feet. I just don't see how our quote-unquote 6 feet is really looking 6 feet. So, you know, people will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, who cares? All right, so the study says the virus is more contagious. It's not as lethal. Let's just keep everything going as it is. I mean, I'm fine with it, you know, because, I'm, you know, working, you know, remotely, and I'm working from my computer. But the average company's like, wait a second. Okay, you guys promised us, you know, that we'll be able to open up soon. I mean, that we'll be able to do what we need to. And we're still under the pretense that we have to have the 6 feet rule, we have to have this mask rule, and the virus is continuing. Now, for those people that have basically almost gone bankrupt because of this, they're going to be like, wait a second, no more. Others are going to say, look, it's still allowed some protection. And unfortunately, guys, that's where I kind of stand on this. I go, knowing this and knowing that this virus is outsmarting the masks, I'm still not ready to say, all right, guys, just give up the masks. Because I still think a good, new, fresh, properly fitted mask protects not only other people, but it protects you. I mean, I wore masks for years in my medical practice, which is why I was able to work throughout flu seasons and cough and cold seasons. But so, I'm still on the mask side of things, but don't be picking up a mask that's on the ground. Don't be borrowing your friend's. I accidentally borrowed my friend's mask. I didn't realize I took a mask and it was his. And I mean, I'm not worried, and I ended up not getting COVID or whatever, but I mean, we're mixing up our masks. Because what happens is you go into the restaurant, you throw the mask on the restaurant, you throw the mask on the table, and, you know, the kids are there and all that, and then they're like, oh, guys, grab your mask. So we grab our mask, which probably already have ketchup on it or whatever the heck, and we throw it back on our face. That's not a proper replacement of a mask. So with this virus, I'm not surprised that it's outsmarting us. 1-877-DR.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lying in state at the U.S. Capitol, the first woman and the first Jewish person to lie in state at the Capitol. The veteran liberal justice died a week ago today after a long fight with cancer. Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt was a close friend of Ginsburg's.
In the chambers of Justice Ginsburg hangs a framed piece of art that reads, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof. Justice, justice, you must pursue.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris were also on hand. Ginsburg will be buried in a private ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery next week. They started lower, but stocks have turned around on Wall Street. And you're listening to USA Radio News. FBI Director Chris Wray testifying to lawmakers that the Bureau is focused on preserving the integrity of U.S. elections. But Wray said the FBI has not seen historically any kind of coordinated national fraud effort in a major election, whether by mail or otherwise. This morning, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had this to say about Wray's comments.
Well, with all due respect to Director Wray, he has a hard time finding emails in his own FBI, let alone of figuring out whether there's any kind of voter fraud. This is a very different case. The rules are being changed.
He spoke on CBS this morning, reiterating President Trump's concerns that mostly mail-in ballots would amount to a fraudulent election. Some 70 World War II aircraft will take to the skies above the Washington Mall today, the event meant to mark the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you have been probably like, you know, this is great. We haven't heard about any terrorist plots. We haven't even talked about ISIS or Al-Qaeda or, you know, anybody trying to kill Americans. And, you know, it's been kind of nice. Maybe this COVID lockdown thing works and shutting the borders and, wow, you know, maybe we're on to something. Well, no, there's people that have been plotting multiple. In this particular case, a couple got caught. Christopher Matthews from South Carolina apparently started plotting last year. In April, Jalen Molina from Texas joined in his chats on an encrypted network. This has been reported by Mail Online. And the pair allegedly planned a series of ISIS-inspired attacks on U.S. sites, and they are American. So they have been arrested, accused of plotting, quote, a Netflix-worthy series of ISIS-inspired terrorist attacks. Netflix-worthy. I don't know if Netflix gets now that sort of badge, after what happened with Cuties and some of the other things that have been aired on there. But I watch Netflix. I like Netflix. But they thought it was Netflix-worthy, where Jalen Molina of San Antonio, Texas, and Christopher Sean Matthews, 34, from Eglin, South Carolina, had been arrested. Molina was detained in Texas, Matthews was arrested in Tennessee, and the FBI claimed they intercepted communications which showed the men planning an attack in the name of the Islamic State. This is according to court documents. Matthews allegedly suggested it would be better to attack government centers rather than places like malls where innocent children are. Oh, isn't that nice? You see? Look at that. Even terrorists want to save the children. Then he allegedly suggested targeting Trump Tower and the New York Stock Exchange, hoping that the sites would give the pair rock star status, baby, quote unquote. He said he thought a series of attacks across the U.S. would be, quote, Netflix-worthy. The two men also allegedly discussed the possibility of traveling overseas to join ISIS. Molina refers to himself as Abdur Rahim, according to the criminal complaint. Matthews calls himself Ali Jibril. And both men face a charge of conspiracy to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. Matthews is accused of the originator of the plot, having last year used an encrypted chat service to find an ISIS supporter outside the U.S. who would help them travel to Syria and recruit additional ISIS supporters. Now, I find that interesting because you would think ISIS would be trying to recruit people here in the United States. Instead, it according to this, it was somebody in the U.S. It's like, this is what I want to do. Hey, ISIS, I'm over here in America. Can you support me? I don't know. I'm still not 100% on if that's how it happened. In April, allegedly, Molina decided to join the chat. He began communicating with Matthews, and then he posted a manual on how to train with an AK-47. So the pair allegedly shared ISIS propaganda videos, unaware that they were being tracked online. Yeah, and whenever somebody says it's encrypted, it's still tracked, people. So Molina wrote on social media that America was his enemy, according to court documents, and posted an extremely graphic photo collage of an American citizen being murdered by ISIS members. In May, he allegedly posted images in the encrypted chat that provided bomb-making instructions. That same month, in the same encrypted chat, the two men discussed where attacks on U.S. soil would take place. But Matthews did want to avoid killing children and preferred going after maybe the CIA or the FBI or DEA headquarters. So Molina allegedly told Matthews, we need to stick together. We need to defeat them. We need to take a lot of casualties. As recently as last month, Molina and Matthews allegedly said in the encrypted chat that they could use a, quote, multi-wave attack strategy to carry out the attacks. If they are convicted, the pair face up to 20 years in prison. 20 years to me is not enough, but that's the system. So, very interesting to see, and we're not seeing the whole conversation, but, you know, people are like, what are terrorists thinking? You know, when I had, taken care of Muhammad Atta as a patient, you know, before his September 11th attacks, I had no idea, they were in Vegas, and, you know, kind of go back going, I'm just, you know, with the look he gave me, and it was such a weird look, you know, I've never had a patient have that look, you know, and it was a look of, you know, it was kind of sad, but, you know, lack of flame, but he didn't look dead, he was, you know, pretty healthy, I think he just had a sore throat or something, but it was the weirdest look I've ever seen, and it's probably somebody who knows that they're going to be dead in a few days. And you go back and you go, gosh, what were they thinking? What were they thinking? Well, this gives you a little look into how terrorists think. Okay? They want to have rock star status. They want to be known. Well, maybe not all ISIS extremists, but, you know, maybe American-born bad people. They want to be in the papers. They want to be known. You know, we talked about mass shooters and things like that, and I know it's hard to believe, but one of the incentives for these guys is being in the news all over the place. And, you know, many experts have said, can we stop covering the person? Can we stop, making them infamous? Because that, you know, eggs other people who want that sort of notoriety. You know, there are some people that say, look, I don't, you know, I am ready to give up my life, but I want to be famous, and this is the way I want to do it. And I don't like people, and I'm crazy, and, you know, this is how I think, and remember, they aren't going to think logical. They're not going to think like you or I think. That just doesn't happen. It just doesn't, you know, work like that. So you can't 100% you know, understand. Because if you're of normal mind and mentation and cognition, you're not going to understand why somebody wants to kill a bunch of people at a CIA office or kill a bunch of people at a mall or, you know, or Trump Tower. But, you know, people like headlines. I mean, we've grown a society that is all about headlines. And we make headlines every day, all of us. When we go on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, we're posting a headline. You know, me being a journalist, it's one of the coolest things I've done. I'm a doctor. I'm a physician. But when I got into journalism, wow. You thought you had power as a physician. You have power as a journalist because you get to make a headline. And making a headline, again, with great power comes great responsibility. You know, I have to make sure that that headline isn't spreading fake news. I have to make sure that headline has some truth. If it's an opinion, I need to say it's an opinion. I'll put like a question mark. If what I'm getting comes from the CDC, I'll say the CDC. I'll say CDC says or study says. But there's a great power with that. And making a headline, you know, or becoming news is for some people just, I guess, a dream come true. And unfortunately, there are people out there that are willing to kill others for that headline. Now, some could say, well, you know, they hate America. Well, okay, well, wait a second. If you hate America, why are you talking about Netflix-style, you know, headlines and, you know, picking, like, Trump Tower? Does Trump Tower represent America? I mean, if you really want to attack something that's American, then, you know, or America, you know, then you would do something, and I don't want to give anybody ideas, but something that affects the average American. You know, a building that doesn't support the cause, but, you know, I could see why they're like, well, Trump Tower is, you know, very, very commonly in the news. And it's frustrating to see what is goading these people into wanting to do mayhem. And I don't know if 20 years is enough. Somebody plotting to do something, it doesn't mean they did it. You know, but, you know, it sounds like, you know, if that's domestic terrorism, you know, domestic terrorism, I do believe includes, you know, you plotting to kill others and you having a plan and you starting to recruit others. So I there's crimes in there, trust me. But don't let your guard down thinking now that we have borders locked and we're on lockdowns and we're wearing masks and everybody's worried about COVID, that, you know, that we're not going to see crime. I understand that crime is up. I mean, we actually are having huge spikes in crime. It might not be covered because of all the other things that get, you know, gets news coverage. But I am quite positive that there are people thinking about doing something. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember about a week or two ago, this was last month, an Oklahoma teenager died because he overdosed on Benadryl. Apparently, after watching TikTok videos of consuming multiple pills to produce a higher trip, people are apparently putting themselves at risk. Well, the FDA has now issued a warning about TikTok's quote-unquote Benadryl challenge because there are multiple reports of kids risking their lives. And like I said, a 15-year-old died over it. So the FDA says taking higher than recommended doses of the over-the-counter allergy medicine, diphenhydramine or Benadryl, can cause serious heart problems, seizures, coma, or even death. The FDA said, we are aware of news reports of teenagers ending up in emergency rooms or dying after participating in the Benadryl challenge, and they encourage, which is encouraged in videos posted on social media application TikTok. The FDA said it is investigating these reports and conducting a review. to determine if additional cases have been reported and strongly urged. Healthcare professionals should be aware that the Benadryl challenge is occurring among teens and alert their caregivers about it. Now, Johnson & Johnson, who makes Benadryl, diphenhydramine is the generic, has warned parents of the perils of the viral stunt. Company spokesperson for Johnson & Johnson said the Benadryl TikTok trend is extremely concerning, dangerous, and should be stopped immediately. So people take Benadryl, and they try to take enough to hallucinate, and then they post the footage on TikTok. And a little girl, a 15-year-old girl, died last month. I thought it was a boy, so it looks like it was a girl. And it was a faith-driven teen who really wasn't into normal drugs. But according to the family and news station KFOR, she wasn't one to experiment with drugs. But unfortunately, she did the challenge. There's been multiple hospitalizations, at least three young people in Fort Worth, Texas. So, you know, TikTok is, you know, remember we were seeing a lot of these videos and these challenges on YouTube. TikTok, they're shorter videos, and TikTok became very, very well-known, especially with, you know, medical professionals dancing in the hospital, you know, to show that they were on call and, you know, they were there for the coronavirus. And, you know, so there were a lot of cute little dances on TikTok. Some people kind of wondered, you know, why the hospital area that the dance was being done in looked so empty if hospitals were overwhelmed. But my guess is people on break chose a part of the hospital that might not have been that busy to do them. But, it, you know, nonetheless, TikTok videos of doctors and nurses dancing kind of went viral over the last few months. Unfortunately, this antihistamine overdose, if you have a child who said they're nauseous, they're vomiting, you know, it might not be COVID or a bad sandwich. If they have dry skin, red skin, dry mouth, blurred vision, enlarged pupils, low blood pressure, ear ringing, having issues urinating, a rapid heart rate, confusion, agitation, nervousness, depression, lack of balance, fatigue, tremors, hallucinations, delirium, seizures, that it could be one of these Benadryl challenges. Fortunately, people can die. So why are kids doing stupid? Well, because, you know, they're home. You know, many of them are not at school. I mean, doing stupid there. And so virtual entertainment is taking over. So, you know, there was a coronavirus challenge. We talked about that. It's where people lick objects such as toilets and videotape themselves. Apparently, a TikTok celebrity, Ava Louise, 21 years old, had assured Dr. Phil in the interview that when she licked the toilet seat, it was bleached first. But other online daredevils, I don't believe, are that cautious. There was a TikTok personality named Lars. He apparently came down with COVID after doing a similar challenge. Yeah, you're able to become a YouTube celebrity or TikTok celebrity, you know, by some of these things. Again, that's why people unfortunately do them. He was in the hospital after licking the toilet seat. COVID can live on surfaces for days, and some studies have even found even weeks. Not supposed to, but some studies have found, remember one, I guess 17 days on a cruise ship? So, not smart. Then there was the vacuum trash bag challenge. That's where somebody climbs into a garbage bag when a friend or parent sucks air out of the bag. We saw a parent do that with a kid. The kid falls over. And everybody laughs, but if the face is within the bag, you can asphyxiate them. They could also get fractures and things like that because they're falling over. So that was stupid. There was also the shell on challenge, where on Snapchat you would eat skin with the shell or the fruit, or you would eat food with the cardboard boxes and the plastic bags. We had the Tide Pod challenge. People stuck Tide Pods in their mouth as many as they could. Unfortunately, they would break, and they would get poisoning from that. The boiling water challenge, where people would throw boiling water on them. There was the fire challenge, where you would pour rubbing alcohol on the body and then set yourself on fire. And then the video records the victim rubbing into a tub or shower to wash it off. Apparently, there was a 12-year-old girl from Detroit who lost 50% of her skin with that. Fire challenges are just, I don't understand. It's, and then, you know, people capture the picture. And so before somebody starts to scream, you have pictures of yourself on fire. Unfortunately, the skin damage is, I can't even imagine. And then the condom challenge was, I think, what the stupidest, where you would stick a condom up through your nose and pull it out through your mouth. That's kind of dumb. And then there was the cinnamon challenge, one of the first ones, where you would inhale kitchen spice and then cough until you puke. So, not smart people, but, you know, kids get bored. Apparently in Florida, Governor DeSantis does want to protect college students' rights, you know, in terms of going to a party. Apparently, he has balked at the incredibly draconian university policies in the state where they're punishing students for attending large gatherings. And the Republican governor suggested that he might be open to a student bill of rights and said that the state was looking into options to protect students. You know, having a college student myself and high school student, they're not liking being on lockdown and the virus is still out there. And they're like, you know, why can't I see my friends? Why can't I socialize? So a lot of colleges across the country have canceled spring break next year. They've also closed their campuses soon after reopening because of coronavirus clusters. And some colleges have threatened to suspend or expel students who attend large parties in violation of school rules. That might be crossing the line. So Governor DeSantis says, I personally think it's incredibly draconian that a student would get potentially expelled for going to a party. That's what college kids do, he says. So in a letter to students last week, Florida State University President John Thrasher wrote, noncompliance with the expectations outlined in our fall 2020 plan will not be tolerated. We must demonstrate our commitment to each other and this great university by doing everything we can to stop the spread of COVID-19, which includes attending large gatherings, failing to isolate if a student tests positive for the virus. So if students are on campus, all right, according to Harvard University Medical School professor, they should stay in their dorm room until they are well. Well, dorm rooms are also a hotbed of spreading disease. Florida State has more than 2,100 students and staff that have tested positive. Is it the parties? You know, parties might be a factor, but to expel a student, you know, people are taking this seriously. Many reports of cars running over BLM protesters have been circulating online. There was a Denver man who looks like his car was being descended upon by a mob, tried to get out of there. He apparently ran over a bike. He was afraid he ran over a person. He was grateful that nobody got hurt, but he made a wrong turn and got descended upon by a bunch of protesters, tried to race out of there. There was a pickup truck driver in California, I believe in Hollywood, where it looked like he ran over somebody. When you look at the footage before, again, he had turned on a street, people descended upon him, and he tried to escape and get out of there. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate that and people get in front of the car. I saw this person get in front of the car as he was trying to get out of there. And so, know where your protests, or not, I don't want to say protests, but know where the riots are going to be. Because if you get caught, you know, and the crowd doesn't allow you to escape, you don't have a lot of options, unfortunately. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.